from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I told Scott over the weekend, there is a new, I think it's a 30 for 30. All of those on Netflix are so good. About Michigan football, and it's called The Sign Stealer.
Mm-hmm. I almost clicked on that this weekend.
Yes! Do you remember that kid? So it's this scandal, which now I have much more understanding what you're allowed to do in football when you're looking at what the other guys are signaling and what you're not allowed to do in football when you're looking at the other guys signaling.
Putting a guy in the other guy team's gear and sticking them on the sideline is not within the rules
not
of what
acceptable.
You're allowed
that
to
is
do.
Frowned upon.
But
yes.
This kid, you guys, was a naval officer from the Naval Academy, like one of the smartest of the smartest of the smart kids. And he grew up around age 2 or 3 in a family that were they were crazy Michigan fans. And by age 6 or 7, he was verbalizing that when I grow up, I want to be a coach at Michigan. His whole life was working toward that goal. Even in college, he went to work for Navy, the football team, and said, the only reason I'm doing this is because eventually I want to coach for Michigan. And so this graduates into, because of his super smart Naval Academy brain, him coming up with spreadsheets and a mechanism to keep track of all the different signs. And there's thousands of signs on the sidelines where coaches are trying to communicate things with the players. He was just smarter than everybody else at coming up with a system to log and decipher the signs.
Was he filming opponents' games?
Okay, so that's legal to study those after a game. That is legal, and all the teams do it, NFL and college. What is illegal is when you plant someone,
as was allegedly happening for the last few years involving the University of Michigan, where there were multiple people who were on the payroll of the University of Michigan who were spotted in gear of the other team on their sidelines.
Now, correct. They deny Spies. That. I believe he denies that it was just more, I worked harder than everybody else to decipher the signs. And Scott and I were talking about this during a break. I said, this is why they need to just do the talkie-talkie thing and the helmet thing. Why are we still like it's 1823 doing signaling
now
from the sidelines?
All of the major universities this year are doing.
Yeah, I thought they did. They finally got the helmet.
That is correct. And it mutes 15 seconds before the play, so they can't call an audible based on how the defense is lined up. I'm sure it's very similar in the NFL.
Okay.
But if you are a D1 school that can afford it, you now have the chat in your helmet.
Otherwise, you've got three guys on the sidelines with a
poster
board with 4 different pictures on each one, and you have to guess which one's really calling in the play.
I'm telling you, it's called Sign Stealer. It is phenomenal.
Is it just one episode?
It's just one.
It's on Netflix because I almost clicked on it last night.
His parents talk. He talks. I'm pretty sure Michigan does not talk.
Sam, who won the college football championship last year?
Well, you know, there was this weird thing where the people who were accused of cheating for the entire season happened to go all the way and win.
It was Michigan, wasn't it?
Maybe there was a team. There's a similar story back in the MLB a couple years ago where they were smacking the side of a trash can.
That was the Houston Astros. Mm-hmm.
They happened to win, too.
I will tell you the one thing about sign stealing, and I'm not giving anything away. You will like this kid, and you're almost rooting for this kid. I kept saying out loud, just because he was smarter than everyone else in working harder than everyone else to figure out the signs, why does that make him a villain here?
Well, it's how did he go about doing it? And if the allegation is true that he and some others were getting dressed up.
Okay, that was not and I've watched almost all of it, but probably the last 20 minutes, that was not part of the documentary. It was that they did cross a line. The NCAA was investigating. But right up until that point, you guys, all he did was thousands of hours of mathematical and like algorithm work to put all of this stuff in a database for every team. He did it for scouting. I mean, the guy's just brilliant.
Just because you're smart enough to put together an Ocean's 11 level heist
doesn't mean
that you're doing
legal.
Good for the people. You're still stealing from the casino.
Everyone is picking up now the Chiefsaholic story. It just exploded on Twitter the last, I don't know, 10 minutes.
Speaking of theft.
Yeah. Yes, in fact, Chiefsaholic is scheduled to be sentenced right before kickoff on Thursday.
Okay. Pennsylvania boys just won a national competition with a hairstyle that's business in the front and potty in the back.
Yeah,
Camden
is.
Cunningham from Swoyersville, which is in Luzerne County, Pennsylvania, won the Mullet Champs Kids Contest at the 2024 Mullet Championship.
Okay.
It doesn't say how old he is. I saw a picture of him. He looks like he's, I don't know, 11 or 12. TV station WGAL spoke with him and found out how the mullet, which he calls the Commander with a K, came to be, as well as what he plans to do with his prize money. Okay. Good for him. Oh, guess who founded the... The Mullet Championship raises funds for the Jared Allen Homes for Wounded Warriors. Remember
that's
him?
Amazing.
From the Chiefs, and then he went up to...
Remember him, yes.
Which provides critically injured combat veterans with accessible and mortgage-free homes. Good for them. All right, so Camden Cunningham, who sports the Commander mullet, is the winner this year for the kids' competition.
I wonder whatever happened. I'm looking right now. Where is Jared Allen? He was
retired.
So cute. Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
He was also really good at football.
Yes, he was. He was into hunting when he was here. Maybe he's doing something there.
Okay. Is it true the tattoo they said he had, which we cannot describe on the air, but I'll cut my mic and tell you.
Okay. No, we cannot. We cannot.
It was a deer. That's all I'm going to say. There was a rumor that he had that tattoo.
Down there.
Yes.
How did we hear about this rumor, Dana?
I think it was just folklore in Chief's Kingdom among the women.
You didn't do any field research
while he was in town? No, I certainly did not.
Okay.
God. Right. Yeah, you're right. I just saw 100% of the donations go to his home. I'm so happy. That makes me happy. I was going to make fun of the Mullet Championships, and now I'm not. That's a great way to do it with a great spokesperson for it.
Fines for unauthorized Airbnbs and VRBOs mounting across Kansas City. It's a story in the Kansas City Star. We'll get to that in just a moment. Here on Dana and Parks.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.